There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because in the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
So I get asked this question a lot when it comes to overwhelm and how to deal with overwhelm. Rick, how do you get so much done? And let me just start by saying this. I deal with overwhelm just like everyone else. I don't know as musicians, as creatives, if we can ever stop sometimes feeling overwhelmed, unless we're like sitting on the beach in Turniff or St. John. Okay, you got me thinking. I've been trapped at home during this whole COVID situation. So now I'm thinking about the beach. But some of the things that I do to help with overwhelm, I don't think you can ever stop it or overcome it, is I have this thought process that if it's not on the calendar, it's not real. So I have everything on my calendar. Like at the taping of this, I'm looking at my calendar and today I have 13 one-on-one sessions. Okay. So some people might look at that and seem overwhelmed, but I've got my water. I know that I'll get, you know, a couple 10-minute breaks in there. So I'm going straight through from 9 to 7. The key is I don't do that every day. I just set myself up to be able to do that, to get into that mindset, to get in that mode. And then once again, if it's on the calendar, I know what's coming. I know what's happening. For example, this Friday on the calendar, I have the whole day blocked. That day is blocked for content creation. I'm shooting a new course. I've got some other videos and creative pieces that I need to get put in place. So that day that I specifically want to have my mindset focused on just content creation, I'm not going to schedule one-on-one sessions in there. I'm not going to take client meetings in there. I want my mindset to be specifically set up to be in the creative space. So I hope that little bit of information helps you on putting it on a calendar. And like I say, if it's not on the calendar, it's not real. I schedule date nights. I schedule time with the kids just so I block stuff out and I make sure that I surround myself with things that are going to keep me in the mindset of where it is that I want to be. So that's one tip that I learned. A few years ago, right around this time, every year, Michael Hyatt does an event. And Michael Hyatt has a planner. He's fantastic. If you don't know who Michael Hyatt is, you should definitely look him up. I'll put a link in the show notes to some of his stuff. But he has a journal and a planner. I tried that and I always do well for about a week or two. And then I've got a bunch of journals that I started that I never finished. They're like my day schedule. But one of the things that I've kept doing that I learned from Michael was called the Big Three. It's like, what are the big three things that you need done this week? And then you set up your day with the big three that you need to get done no matter what. The difference between a task and a to-do, you know, they're completely different. You've heard some people say, talk about the to-don't list. He always recommended, you know, when you're doing these things, start with the easiest first so that you get this sense of accomplishment. Too often we start with the hardest thing first. So we've got our list of the big three, the three things we want to get started that day. And then all of a sudden we go in on the big one and it doesn't get done. And then you look at the other two and you're like, oh crap, I didn't get them finished. I always like to start with something when I'm working on a project that I can get an early victory on. Okay. So for you, it might be today I want to finish a song. Not I want to write, record, produce, put up on CD Baby. No, you just want to finish the song or you want to at least work on a chorus today or something. So make it make it obtainable. Make it something that you can check that off your list. You can high five yourself. You know that you've had some sense of accomplishment. Another thing that I think about a lot of times, and this is probably one of the only times you'll hear me ever say, start small. Think small. Knock off some of these small tasks that just keep getting in your way from getting to the bigger task. Start small. Knock off some of these little distractions. It's like sometimes we think way too big and we don't realize that if we just knock out some of the small stuff before it, it makes the bigger task much easier. Okay. So that's one of the things that I want you to think about too, is how can we put ourselves in a position to knock out some of the smaller things in order to accomplish the bigger things. I want to record an album. Well, how about we decide what tracks we want on the album? Why don't we go set up a couple meetings with a producer first? Why don't we go? So start small. Okay. Those are just some examples of things like that. And the other thing, and I'll finish with this, is don't be afraid to give yourself a do-over. You know, sometimes we beat ourselves up. Screw it. Just start it over. You know, as long as no one's going to die if you don't accomplish something, it's okay for it not to get done. But the problem is, don't beat yourself up over it. Okay. That contributes to your overwhelm when you put the added stress and the added pressure on yourself. So let's not do that. Okay. All right. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy it, please leave a rating wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. They always help with new people finding it. Also, too, is you can always hit me up on Instagram at Rick Barker Music. Send me a DM. Let me know you're a listener of the podcast. And if we don't already follow each other, I'll be excited to be able to follow you back to say thank you. All right. Have yourself a good one. And we'll talk on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast, and thank you for the question. As you see, there is no one-size-fits-all model with the music business, so I do appreciate that. To help you figure out where you are and where you want to get to, head on over to the website, rickbarker.com, and take the Are You Ready for a Manager assessment. While you're there, you can also click on the podcast link and leave a message, and who knows, maybe you'll be featured in an upcoming episode. If you know someone who can benefit from this, I would really love it if you would give it a share, if you would subscribe it onto whatever platform that it is that you're listening to, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast with Rick Barker. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Barker Music. And remember, you don't drown by falling into the water, you drown by staying there.